Another successful Holmes County Fair. A local hero comes home, a project finally complete, a new resignation, and an incident at Atwood Lake shaped the month of August. With this step back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick. The Holmes County Fair would crown a new king and queen in Logan Van Dalen and Madison Ringwalt.
I grew up in the area, but I never was really heavily involved in agriculture or anything until my freshman year of high school when I joined FFA. I was never a 4-H'er. And it means a lot knowing that I can kind of prove to some kids who are just like me, who grew up with no ag background or anything like that, how they can get into it at any point in time. It doesn't take a whole lot of everything and anything to actually get into it and get to where I am and get to where I want to be, and just kind of show the younger generations that, I mean, it's accomplishable without an ag background.
I'm very excited and honored to be able to represent Holmes County, and it's something that I never thought I'd be able to do, and I'm very happy to be able to do that this year.
Dale Mignot from Ohio's AgNet was at the fair to present a check to the Junior Fair Board from Axis Seeds in the amount of $2,000.
And they present $2,000 checks to five different junior fair boards around the state every year. And your fair was selected this year. So we've got a beautiful token piece to take pictures with.
It started off many years ago with 10 fairs and 1,000. Then they finally decided, let's just make sure they've got enough money to work with. And I think a lot of the junior fair boards go out to the community and get some matching funds and tell them how we're going to use it. And great opportunity for them to expand what they do outside the fair.
Night one of the livestock auction would start earlier at 3 p.m., selling chickens, ducks, turkey, and swine, and would raise $570,434, which was down by about $63,000 from last year. Night two would bring dairy feeders, sheep, goats, steer, rabbits, and beef feeders, raising $353,757. The dairy auction would bring in $20,650, $5,550 less than last year. In total, the auction would raise $944,841, down $76,666 from last year. First Lieutenant William Hott, who was killed in action in the Korean War, was finally brought home to be laid to rest. He was flown to Cleveland from Hawaii, and an escort would be given by the Patriot Guard on motorcycles, sheriff deputies, and the Ohio State Highway Patrol. From Worcester all the way down to the funeral home, folks lined the route to welcome him home. There would be a funeral that was open to the public with about 200 in attendance. Lieutenant Hott would be laid to rest in Holmesville Cemetery, where his headstone had been placed many years before.
They released 50 boxes. They expect it's going to help identify over 250 soldiers. And Lieutenant Hutt is the 100th soldier that has been identified and repatriated.
The Shreve Lake project would finally see a reopening after being drained in 2014. The community pushed the state to finally get them to reopen the lake, as it's the only public fishing lake in Wayne County.
You know, the director and the chief, the support from the legislature, this was a capital project. Former Representative Wiggum was a big proponent of that. He met me down here when all the trees were still here. He helped push that along. Former Representative and County Commissioner Dave Hall, he was also very important. So we've had a lot of people that have helped us along the way.
We had that chance to come down here and make all these memories. We wanted to give them the same opportunity. I think that was the main driver for all of us, you know, for the whole community. I mean, we had so many people on Facebook when we made the Shreve Lake Restoration Group. So many people joined, and then it was Missy's idea to do the petition on change.org, and we have over 6,000 signatures, and I mean, it's just been a huge community effort, and I think that that's the main driver, is we wanted future generations to be able to come down here and make memories and get hooked on the outdoors.
Village of Shreve shared that Joan Zimmerle had been hired as the planning and grant administrator after serving as the interim fiscal officer and would resign, and Shelley Walters would be appointed to fill the term left vacant by the resignation of Kristen McCoy. Part-time officer Larry Flinner would be promoted from part-time to full-time.
I did, with a heavy heart, want to announce that just over 2 weeks ago, I received a resignation of Joan Zimmerle. Her last day, Josie, was what?
Last Friday.
On 15th. And so she was certainly instrumental in bringing a lot of funding into Shreve and did a phenomenal job as a grant writer and planning administrator. And so we're sorry to see her go.
The mayor's going to have to, you know, address a few things more regularly now that we don't have that constable police chief role filled. I don't see the department operating too differently than it had been before. It was pretty much, my understanding, a one-man band.
Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell would hold a press conference sharing the updates from the tragedy at Atwood Lake, where a four-year-old was found deceased in the lake after the mother had said she'd thrown him in the water to give the child to God. She would also crash a golf cart with the other children. The father's body would be recovered from the lake, with a witness saying he was alone when he went in the water. Ruth Miller of Millersburg would be charged with 2 counts of aggravated murder, 2 counts of domestic violence, and 1 count of endangering children.
Divers located a four-year-old only about 10 feet off the dock, and at that time he was on the bottom of the lake. We resumed the search at 7 o'clock a.m. on Saturday. The immediate focus is we're going to go much farther out because we understand now that he thinks he's going to swim to the sandbar. So the boats start working further out with sonar, trying to locate anything. They did identify a signal, a blip under the water that they thought was suspicious, and at 8:29 a.m. they located the male 53 yards off the end of the dock. No doubt about it. You talk to every witness or every first responder, she's in our crisis, and it just simply manifests itself in what we call a spiritual delusion. Outside of that, I'm not going to try to speak to it, because you can look at me in this uniform and know I'm just not qualified. I'm not a health professional, I'm not a doctor, and we'll let those people do that. She's remained cooperative with us up to yesterday, and at this moment, she's still in the hospital.
Around the state, a new law would go into effect that would increase the penalties for violating school bus safety laws. A report would rank Ohio 8th in the nation for tax burden when it comes to property taxes, and there is a committee to try and abolish property taxes in the state, and Governor Mike DeWine would form a working group to try and lower them. Ohio's poverty rate ranked 15th highest in the nation at 13.2% and has been higher than the national average since 2007. Governor DeWine would send the Ohio National Guard to the Capitol, and the bald eagle would make a comeback with 964 active nests in Ohio, up from 707 in 2020. With this step back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick.